from Washington. This is VOA News. I'm Frances Alonzo reporting. An Iraqi general says special forces troops have taken control of the state television building inside Mosul. It's part of an offensive to drive the Islamic State out of the city. Meanwhile, the spokesman for the Combined Joint Task Force, Colonel John Dorian, spoke to reporters Tuesday and said the Islamic State militants, also known as Daesh, who choose to stand and fight, will face a certain death.
If Daesh stand and fight, they're going to be killed. There's no question about that. If they run, they'll either be captured or killed. They're not going to be allowed to escape. They've done terrible things to the people that are in Mosul. And the Iraqi security forces are not going to let them stay.
And again, that is Colonel John Dorian. UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon on Tuesday sacked the commander of the peacekeeping force in South Sudan after a damning report showing that the Blue Helmets failed to protect civilians during a recent outbreak of violence in Juba. Ban has asked for the immediate replacement of the force commander, according to a UN spokesman. Hundreds of rescuers are struggling Tuesday to find 15 coal miners still trapped a day after a gas explosion killed 18 of their colleagues in western China. The blast ripped through the privately owned Jincheonggu mine in the Chongqing region. Just two miners are confirmed to have survived that blast. In U.S. politics, Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump are barnstorming battleground states Tuesday. Trump was scheduled to speak in Pennsylvania and Wisconsin, and Clinton is in the must-win state of Florida. You can follow all of the U.S. presidential coverage on VOAnews.com. Again, that is VOAnews.com. This is VOA News.